Caution, the following program contains adult themes, such as sex, rock and roll, and may not be suitable for young adults. Parental discretion is advised. Still there? Good.
It's the Brody Nation Podcast, live in a pre-recorded fashion from the Underground Studios.
Damn you, Internet!
Featuring the following cast of characters. John Doe, the producer. I'm the disembodied voice. And now...
Wait. That's it?
Three people on this show? I'm not getting paid enough for this.
Hey. Get back to work, monkey.
We're not that drunk.
Okay, if I must. The James Hetfield to our Jason Newsted.
I'm the dude, man.
The host of Brody Nation, Brody.
I can't believe he named the show after himself. What a tool.
Yeah, you did it. You are officially inside episode number 31 of the Brody Nation podcast, alongside with Johnny Doe, I would call him an able-bodied producer, but that's pretty much up for debate. Alongside him is the disembodied voice. We heard from him a little bit already, and we're bound to hear more from him later on in the show as well. Don't forget to follow the show on Twitter at Brody Nation. Yeah, you know what to do. Just go to Twitter, follow us. Yeah, use your Twittering machine, your smartphone, your stupid phone if you got one of those too. I have. Johnny, I know you got one of those. Do I dare make the easy joke saying that everything about you is stupid? No, I'm not going to, okay? If you got a little bit more of a longer form kind of feedback, you can always email the show, BrodyNationPodcast@gmail.com. So last week, we kind of jumped into it a little bit, kind of hard and heavy with the whole Pinktober, Sexist Cancer Month, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Yep, we got into it, and I promise you a little bit more on that this week. In fact, don't be surprised if you hear a little bit about it just about every show of this month, because while their campaign goes on, I've got a campaign too. But the thing is, it seems like breast cancer now isn't about awareness. It's not about saving lives. I mean, don't get me wrong, it is for some people. But most of what you see about it, it's commercialized, okay? And that's one of my other big problems with this stupid month of October. That's all you hear about.
With every purchase of this motorcycle cover, $5 gets donated to the Breast Cancer Awareness Fund.
You hear about awareness. It's not about awareness. A lot of times it's about moving product. In fact, selling breast cancer, which is, let's call a spade, that's exactly what they're doing. They're using breast cancer as a brand. It's a fucking disease, not a marketing opportunity. But selling breast cancer, it's more about appealing to female consumers than awareness of a hideous and terrible, awful disease.
I wish they could also hear from all the women who have been through breast cancer and resent the effort to make it pretty and feminine and normal. It's not normal. It's horrible. It has to be stopped.
The fact is, women technically consume more than men. More often than not, within a family structure, the wife is kind of the decision maker when it comes to spending household dollars. Okay, maybe it's a bit of a stereotype, but there are likely stats that can probably back that up. Now, what can certainly be backed up is the fact that companies market strongly to women. Maybe it's only a slight exaggeration, but it seems like the only things that are marketed to men are cars, motorcycles, beer, bars, and fucking aftershave. Otherwise, most organizations and businesses are all about gaining that female dollar, and selling breast cancer and awareness is all about going after that same dollar. And it's a shameless way of doing exactly that. There's only one thing that's sadder or more upsetting than the attitude of a woman dying of cancer being worse than a man. And that worst idea is the fact that any company who markets pink is making money off of a terrible disease, and they're trying to cash in on people dying.
It's almost like our disease is being used for people to profit. And that's not okay.
If there's any idea that's more despicable than that of making money off of people dying, I sure as fuck haven't found it yet. Now here's an example of the monetary part of the pink conspiracy, and the fact that it's all about chasing dollars. I once worked for Under Armour, and the experience that I had with their pink promotion, whatever the fuck it was called, that was really the first time that my eyes were open to the fact that this whole thing is a little bit of a scam. They had a line of apparel that was pink and had some kind of stupid pro-power pink slogan. What you know what I'm talking about. I mean, if I thought about it more, I could probably remember it, but it's just not important enough to recall at this point in time. Anyhow, Under Armour had at least a 50% profit margin on all of their clothes and apparel. Any company that offers up a 50% employee discount, yeah, they're certain to have a pretty ridiculously high profit margin, because any company that offers an employee discount, they still leave a little bit left on the bone to make some money even after the discount. So, for the sake of this argument, let's call their profit margin 50%, which means that when you spend 50 bucks on a hoodie or whatever the hell, that means that they pocket 25 bucks of that and their cost is about the same. Now, for their pro pink power line, whatever the fuck it was, Under Armour stated that they would donate either 5 or 10% from the sale to breast cancer charities. Frankly, it's been a while. I forget if it's 5 or 10%, and I also forget whether or not the donation came from the sale itself or merely from the profit margin. And that's one other thing that's frequently overlooked too, is the fact that the donation to Pink usually comes out of the quote-unquote proceeds, which basically means that it comes out of the profit margin. That means that it's a smaller donation and the company is still profiting off of the sale. It's one different thing when they say all the proceeds are going to this, which basically means that they're just going to cover their costs and donate the profits, but that's incredibly rare. So when considering Under Armour's donation, let's talk some numbers here. These tees sold for about an average of about $30, which means that Under Armour pocketed roughly about $15 of profit. Now, the biggest donation that they would make under these circumstances would be about 10% of the total sale. Now, the least that they would donate would be 5% of the profit. Once again, I forget whether or not the donation was 5 or 10% and whether it came off the top line or the bottom line. That's why there are two different possible donations. So considering these numbers, the biggest donation that they would make would be $3, which means that that was 10% out of that $30 sale. The smallest donation that they would make would be 75 cents, which would be 5% out of the profit margin. Not exactly a huge fucking difference. Ooh, you made a whole bunch of money and donated just this tiny little bit. How magnanimous. I mean, that means that they made anywhere between $12 and $14 out of every sale of a $30 t-shirt. That's just fucking shameful. I mean, they make it seem as if they're doing something noble and something grand and really trying to make a difference. But all they're doing is putting out a new logo out there to catch your attention so that they can sell more. They're taking advantage of a situation, and if you don't think that's shameful, there's something wrong with you.
For people to finally rise up and object, they have to be aware of the lies they're being fed.
I mean, if you doubt whether or not this is just a marketing tool even now, take a look at another large organization that uses Pink to increase their profits. The National Football League. They're an organization that is great at marketing and they jump on just about any gimmick to make money. And look at any October game and you're going to see Pink all over the field. They are one of the worst offenders of this, if not the worst offender, because they use Pink on so many products in the name of awareness, when at the end of the day, it's just to add to their bottom line. Watching a game, you see so much Pink on the uniforms, the shoes, the hats, even the refs throw Pink flags. Pink fucking flags, are you kidding me? Now, if you take a look back, you'll even notice that the NFL has ramped up how much Pink is on the field in the past few years. And that all lines up with the frequency of Pink being used to sell product for just about every company. As it's become more of a trend, you've seen the NFL put more and more Pink on the field. Originally, it was just a couple of Pink ribbons, which were fine. I had zero problems with that. That's not using that to sell merchandise. You start seeing a few more Pink products on there, then all of a sudden you see them on NFL.com. Now you pretty much see everything but the entire uniform being Pink, and you know that that's going to be the next thing that they're going to do. They're going to sell special Pink jerseys for $250 a pop, and 5 cents of that is going to go to breast cancer charities. I mean, the NFL is all about cash grabs, and if it didn't make money, you would not see Pink on an NFL field, period. So if you want to be complicit in the Pink lie, that's fine. Just know that you're being used. Know that you're investing in the profit margins of companies and they're just using you to make more money. You are not, I repeat, not investing in the future by helping to eliminate cancer. Much like drug companies, any other business that makes money off of Pink does not want breast cancer to be eliminated. Why? Because that would eliminate a gigantic opportunity to make money.
Hey, Kurt, there ain't no money in the cure. The money's in the medicine. That's how you get paid on the comeback.
Brody Nation.
Thank you very much, you son of a bitch.
It's the Brody Nation Podcast.
If you are involved with business today, you understand that the current climate is the most competitive era for business in our history. Due to the impact of expanding technology, attention spans are shorter than ever, which means that you need to work harder to get the attention of your consumers and clients. If you need help to get ahead, Underground Media Productions can help. If marketing or just getting the word out about your business is an issue for you, we can get you there. We are more than just a media organization that helps you advertise your brand or organization. We can write, produce, and voice ads, but we can do much, much more. Do you need a unique voice or narration to take that PowerPoint presentation over the top? What about an MC for that special event or public address announcements? We can do all of these things and much, much more. Underground Media is a flexible company that can suit our talents to the needs of just about any organization, and that includes yours. To find out what the next step is, call Underground Media right now. No task is too small or too large, so call Underground Media Productions today at 508-335-8003.
You've downloaded the Brody Nation Podcast. We're sorry.